You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Traverse City school officials have released to the public an investigation into the district's superintendent. In February, a group of principals in Traverse City area public schools made allegations that Paul Soma has bullied and intimidated female administrators. That prompted the TCAPS board to hire an investigator to dig into claims of gender discrimination. Board members voted to clear Soma on Monday after reviewing the report. Here to talk about what the report says is David Castleman. Hi, David.
Hi, Aaron.
So what have we learned from this report?
An investigator from a third party that was hired by the board looked into two big claims against Superintendent Paul Soma and against the executive team at TCAPS. One, that first claim was that there was gender-based discrimination going on against principals. The second was that there was retaliation against principals who made complaints. In both cases, the investigator concluded there wasn't enough evidence to support either claim. The investigator was looking for violations of state and federal law, along with violations of school board policies. Let me tell you about one of the allegations. Mm-hmm. One allegation describes Paul Soma yelling at a female principal about his authority, and in the description, repeatedly telling her that his title is superintendent. The report does say that Paul Soma has a, quote, tendency to engage in combative verbal interactions with subordinates and staff, and that he does use terms like disloyal. But the investigator concluded ultimately that he was combative with both men and women, not one gender more than the other, and therefore, you know, there was no evidence of gender discrimination.
What didn't we find out in this report?
Well, we'd know a heck of a lot more if the TCAPS board hadn't redacted every single name in the report. All names have been blacked out in the report. We can infer who a couple people are. For example, Paul Soma, the superintendent, is clearly identifiable in the report. But some of the evidence is difficult to understand because of those redactions. We asked board members about that decision to redact names. Here's what board member Scott Hardy said.
It's an all or nothing proposition from our perspective. Either we redact all the names so that they're all equally protected as they have a legal right to be, or we don't redact any of them.
And another board member that we spoke to defended that decision to redact names. And he pointed out that in the future, you know, they want people to feel comfortable making complaints about TCAPS and not to worry about, you know, being identified publicly.
What does Paul Soma have to say about the report?
Well, he categorically denies allegations of gender discrimination and retaliation. He said that from the beginning. We talked to him this afternoon, and he says that he was interviewed by the investigator, but that they spoke very little, in his words, during the investigation. Like I said earlier, the report says that Soma uses, quote, combative verbal interactions with staff, both male and female. So we asked Paul Soma about that.
I've never claimed to be a perfect individual. I think the report and the testimony in there point to some perceptions about me that I need to reflect on, and I plan to do so.
What about the principals themselves? What did they say?
We reached out to the group that represents principals and TCAPS, but we haven't been able to get a hold of them yet. On Monday, though, I covered the board meeting when they voted to clear Soma, and I spoke with the group's president, and he said that he wasn't surprised by the conclusions of the report. The report concluded that there was no illegal gender discrimination, nor any violations of the school board's policy. But the group's president did say that, you know, the principal's overall concerns are about leadership in the district and not about legality.
You said earlier that the report says that Soma has a tendency for combative verbal interactions,
right,
with both male and female subordinates. Combined with the allegations made, how is the district going to move forward?
Well, members of the board, you know, that we spoke to said that the district, you know, has work to do to improve the relationship between principals and the executive team. Here's board member Scott Hardy again.
Do we still have a problem? We have fences to mend at this point, and we're in the process of doing that.
We also spoke to the board's president today, and he says that the superintendent, you know, needs to work aggressively to improve the situation. That was his word for it, aggressively. They're still in the process of coming up with some goals for Paul Soma in order for him to improve. And Paul Soma today said that, you know, dialogue has already started and that he's hopeful looking forward.
David Castleman, thanks for making time.
Thanks for having me on.